From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a push by the ruling Democratic Party and five others to hold the national vote on amending the Constitution collapses as the main opposition People Power Party threatens a filibuster. Kim Sung-kyun, the former commander of the Marine Corps 1st Division, is sentenced to 3 years in prison for the death of a young corporal in 2023. And South Korea posts its largest ever monthly current account surplus in March on the back of a semiconductor upcycle. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. A push by the ruling Democratic Party and five other parties to hold a national vote on amending the Constitution in time for the June 3rd local elections has collapsed. National Assembly Speaker Woo Won-sik withdrew his plan to bring the amendment back to the floor on Friday after the main opposition People Power Party threatened to launch a filibuster, ending the first serious attempt at constitutional revision in 39 years. Yoon So-young explains.
오늘로써 이 절차를 중단합니다.
The push for a national referendum on amending the Constitution, jointly pursued by six parties, including the ruling Democratic Party, to coincide with the June 3rd local elections, has been scrapped. Speaker Woo Won-sik announced the halt of procedure shortly after the National Assembly's plenary session began Friday afternoon. Woo said he would not bring the amendment to the floor, effectively halting the procedures for the June 3rd referendum. The amendment had been proposed at Woo's initiative to hold the referendum on the same day as the local elections. The proposed amendment aimed for a phased revision, deliberately setting aside contentious issues like restructuring the executive branch. Instead, it sought to begin with provisions that had broad agreement, such as tightening the requirements for declaring martial law. The People Power Party said it agreed with the substance of the amendment, but opposed it as a politically motivated push tied to the upcoming election, making opposition the official party line. A day earlier, the Assembly had attempted to vote on the amendment, but the vote failed when PPP lawmakers did not participate, preventing the two-thirds quorum needed to pass a constitutional amendment. After the session, Democratic Party floor leader Han Byung-do told reporters that blocking the amendment with a filibuster would draw severe public criticism, accusing the PPP of using the issue politically ahead of the election. PPP floor leader Song An-suk, on the other hand, asserted the DP was on a path of dictatorship and insurrection, and that history would judge what he called a one-sided push for constitutional change. The presidential office, meanwhile, expressed regret over the failed constitutional amendment, saying the PPP opposition would be difficult for the public to accept. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
Kim Sung-kyun, the former commander of the Marine Corps 1st Division, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for the death of young Corporal Choi Soo-kyun in 2023. The Seoul Central District Court on Friday handed down the sentence after Kim was convicted of occupational negligence resulting in death and violating the Military Criminal Act. The Marine Special Counsel team, led by Lee Myung-hyun, had previously requested a 5-year prison term. Kim was found guilty of ordering search operations for victims of heavy rains in Yecheon, North Gyeongsang Province, in July 2023, without providing life vests or other safety equipment. Corporal Che, who was a private at the time, was involved in the search operation and died after being swept away in a swollen stream. South Korea has posted its largest ever monthly current account surplus of $37.33 billion in March on the back of a semiconductor upcycle, continuing a streak of surpluses for the 35th straight month. According to provisional data from the Bank of Korea released Friday, the cumulative surplus during the first 3 months of the year reached $73.78 billion, 3.8 times what it was for the same period last year. The goods account also hit a record surplus of $35.07 billion after exports jumped 56.9% from the previous year to an all-time high of $94.32 billion. Shipments of semiconductors surged 149.8% and those of computer peripherals increased 167.5%. Imports rose 17.4% to $59.24 billion. Hopes for peace talks between the United States and Iran have been rattled after the two sides exchanged military strikes on Thursday in and around the Strait of Hormuz, putting their fragile ceasefire under renewed strain. Still, with both sides appearing wary of a full-scale war, all eyes are on whether the latest clash was merely a temporary pressure tactic in the negotiations or a development that could derail the talks altogether. Natalie Kwan has more.
The United States and Iran carried out limited strikes against each other in the Strait of Hormuz and nearby areas on Thursday local time. The exchange came just a day after U.S. media reported that Washington and Tehran were close to signing a one-page memorandum of understanding covering key issues, including the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, limits on Iran's nuclear program, and sanctions relief. Expectations for a dramatic agreement had also run high ahead of U.S. President Donald Trump's planned visit to China next week, with Trump himself stating in a PBS interview that a deal could be reached before the trip. But the atmosphere shifted abruptly after the latest military exchange. The U.S. military said it had struck Iranian military facilities in self-defense after Iranian attacks in the strait, while Iran accused Washington of violating the ceasefire by targeting vessels and civilian areas and responded with retaliatory attacks on U.S. warships. Despite the clash, both sides signaled they were seeking to avoid a broader escalation. Iranian state media reported that the situation around islands and coastal cities near the strait had returned to normal after several hours of fighting, while the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said no casualties had been reported so far. U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, also stressed that it was not seeking escalation but remained prepared to protect American forces in the region. Trump denied that the ceasefire had collapsed, telling ABC News the truce was still in place and describing the U.S. attacks on Iran as merely a love tap, suggesting an effort to contain tensions while maintaining pressure on Tehran. Still, Trump warned in a Truth Social post that the United States would knock Iran out a lot harder and a lot more violently if Iran failed to quickly sign an agreement. Natalie Kwan, KBS World Radio News.
A South Korean-operated cargo ship that was damaged in an explosion and subsequent fire in the Strait of Hormuz has arrived in Dubai for an investigation. According to ship operator HMM, the HMM Namu was towed from waters off Umm Al Quwain in the United Arab Emirates, where it had been anchored and was fully docked at the Marina of Dry Docks World Dubai by 3:24 a.m. Friday local time. A South Korean government team comprising three investigators from the Korea Maritime Safety Tribunal and four experts from the National Fire Agency arrived in Dubai on Thursday to look into the cause of the explosion. The investigation is expected to focus on whether external factors such as an attack were at play or whether a malfunction of the vessel caused the explosion. The explosion took place on Monday, the same day the United States launched a now-suspended initiative called Project Freedom to guide vessels through the strait amid an effective shutdown by Iran. The government on Thursday froze fuel price ceilings for another 2 weeks amid continued volatility in global energy prices. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources announced that refiners may supply gasoline to stations at a maximum price of 1,934 won, or $1.28 per liter, the same ceiling that was in place under the previous cap round. The upper threshold for diesel and kerosene will remain 1,923 won and 1,531 per liter, respectively. The ministry explained that although international crude oil prices have fluctuated around $100 per barrel amid the Middle East conflict, and some upward cost pressure had not yet been reflected in the pricing system, the government prioritized stabilizing livelihoods in light of rising inflation. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 7.95 points, or 0.11% on Friday, to close at 7,498. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 8.54 points, or 0.71%, to close at 1,207.72. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chae.